Question 711. Dear Rabbi Lev, is the term making Aliyah to Israel a Zionistic term? 2. Because the state of Israel was created, the Aguda Israel feel that they should make it a Torah state, but by getting involved in the politics of a secular Zionist state with the intention of making it closer to Torah, seems they are not condoning the fact that the state was created in the first place against the will of Hashem. Are they anti-Zionists? Zionism is a great deal of darkness and a failure, says Rabbi Avigdor Miller. Why are the Aguda trying to make it work if the action of creating a state was improper? Even if Tzadikim led the state, it would still be wrong because Hashem will bring the redemption, not Apikoros Zionists. Help me understand why there's not anti-Zionists like most Hasidic sects. The anti-Semitism has reached tremendous proportions since the creation of the state. Why is it so overlooked? Also, you said the state was a haven for Jews after the Holocaust, but the Zionists could have saved so many Jews. They were allies with the Nazis, and they went to many countries proposing bills so they would not accept Jews, and most of them that came to Israel were forced to cut their payas and beards and became secular. There are Israelis that moved in my area, and they told us that in Israel they never went to shul and ate pork on Yom Kippur. Baruch Hashem, they come to our shul every Shabbos, and they're becoming more religious while living in America rather than when they lived in Israel. Thank you, Rabbi, for devoting your time and energy to answer my questions. Anonymous in New Jersey. Okay, I can't go into great detail over here, but just some of the points. Making Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael is not a Zionistic term. It existed way before there was a Zionist movement. The mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, of going up, the Alisa, Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other lands. Living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. It has nothing to do with Zionism, nothing to do with the Zionist movement. And that mitzvah existed in the time of Avraham Avinu, when after the Torah was given, it became a mitzvah to settle in Eretz Israel. The state of Israel is a different story. State of Israel, according to the Hashgafa of most Gedolei Israel, there was no need to create a state of Israel ideologically before Mashiach comes, and to have done it against the will of the nations of the world would have been prohibited. However, because after the Holocaust, there was no place for Jews to go, and having a state was a matter of pikuach nefesh, all of the Gedolim agreed that it was necessary to have a state, and because the nations of the world agreed and voted that we should be able to have a state, there was nothing prohibited about making that state, except according to the das of some opinions, the Satmar Rebbe and others, that even having a state with the permission of the nations of the world, as long as it wasn't with the permission of the people who were living here, the Arabs, that was still prohibited, but most Gedolim disagreed with that. And after the state was created, even though Zionism, secular Zionism, is a form of Avodah Zarah, it substitutes nationalism for Torah as the foundation of the Jewish people, and therefore most Gedolim held that one could not have anything to do with the Zionist movement. However, after the state was created, most Gedolim held that the state did not represent Zionism, but was a democratic state that one could make any way he wanted if he used his political power. And therefore, the way to fight the Zionist movement in not being able to control the state any way they want is to be involved in the political machinations of the state in order to use our democratic power to form the state the way we want. Again, there's no ideological reason why there has to be a state. But once there is, we want it to be accommodating to Torah and to mitzvahs and to people who are Shomrei Torah and mitzvahs, and that there should be more and more people who are Shomrei Torah and mitzvahs. The fact that the people who controlled the state, at least in the beginning and even now to a certain degree, were people who were anti-religious and created an anti-religious atmosphere in many parts in Eretz Israel, caused many Jews to abandon the Torah or be distanced from the Torah. And that's a terrible thing. And therefore, for many Jews living in Eretz Israel and having their identity as Jews, as Zionists, as Israelis, is a negative thing. And when they go into Chutz Lares, they come closer to Yiddishkeit many times. But the opportunity for religious Jews to be able to live in Eretz Israel and learn Torah in Eretz Israel is a tremendous, tremendous benefit and a tremendous mitzvah.